This tip is for those who edit their photos. Those who go take their camera home, import the pictures into the computer, and then take them into any software, Lightroom or Aperture or what else is there? Affinity Photo, Apple Photos, and lots of stuff out there. Because the dirty little trick is, the dirty little secret is, even the professionals have to adjust and tweak a few things back home.
No.
Yes, of course we do. Of course we do. Now, here's the thing. There's actually a formula, like a silver bullet. And I know how much, especially tech-minded people, like to have this simple, easy solution. There is a simple, easy solution to get one thing in your exposure really right, and that's the whites. This is very important. Like the bright parts of your image, they can be underexposed when they come out of the camera. Like if you're shooting in snow, for example, you will often get like gray snow. If you overexpose them, maybe some clouds in the sky are overexposed. That is something where you tend sometimes, where the camera tends to get it wrong. And here's the trick that you can do. It works really well if you shot in RAW. It works kind of okay in JPEG, but if you shoot in RAW, here's what you do. Now, you want to take this photo editing software, your Lightroom or your Aperture or something, and switch it off full screen. So you want to only cover part of the screen with this window. And then next to it, you put an empty window, like a text editor or a Word document that has nothing in it, just something that is plain white. And this will tell you where your computer kind of has its maximum brightness, where this is the upper limit pretty much in terms of brightness. And when you have those next to each other, the photo and the white empty document, now in the photo, adjust the exposure. Take the exposure slider and slide it up and down to the point where the white, a white thing in the photo, you need something white in the photo, like a paper, piece of paper, a shirt or a white car or something. Slide that exposure slider to the point where that is just a little darker than what you have in this bright document. So you want to adjust the whites in your image to slightly below what is the maximum possible thing. And that's where the photo will look just right, where snow will look right, where paper will look right, where a white shirt will look right. Just this slightly below this maximum. That's where you want the whites to be. And this white document next to the photo editor, that's where you, that's pretty much your reference that you're working against.
I carry with me in my wallet, this is kind of crazy, a card. I got it. It was sent to me by Lightbox Photography Cards that has white, mm-hmm. black, and 50% gray on the back. It's like mm-hmm. a credit card. And if I'm doing a shoot in a particularly weird light situation or whatever, the first picture I'll take, I'll put that card. It's not very big. I'll just put that card in the shot. And then all the rest of the shots in that particular lighting situation, I kind of know what white is, what the black is.
And that's the reference you're looking for.
That's
and
the
if
reference,
you have that
yeah.
reference, if you have that reference and you adjust that to be just slightly lower, I mean, that's the point. It can't be exactly the same brightness as the white thing next to it, because that is already too bright. You want it lower. And then when you look at the picture and you say, oh, you know, the shadows are a bit too dark now, then you still can adjust the shadows upwards. There's a shadow slider in your software. But the whites, you get those spot on with this little trick.
It's a great trick. And yeah, I guess a piece of paper is white enough. You know, though, when we were when we used to do a lot of TV, and they wanted – before they begin the show, they will white balance. They'll do the same thing yep. with the cameras. And I, when I'm wearing a white shirt, I'd say, use the white shirt. They say, oh, no, you can't use clothing because they put bluing in it at the cleaners. And it's actually blue. It looks white. That's how they make it look so white.
Yeah,
it's blue. So they don't use that for white. Don't use your shirt for white balancing. Piece of paper will work, though.
But you can use it for the exposure, for the brightness.
For brightness, I guess you could.
Absolutely
yeah.
perfect. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So your shirt, looking at your shirt, you have all the detail. You have the little wrinkles in
so
there.
So that'd be a good place to start, right? Yeah, so it's not blown out.
That's a good place to start. And then if you bring that down to the point where it's not quite white and you have a bit of detail and a bit of the structure in it, that's where you want this to be.
If your camera has, and more cameras are doing this, a histogram on it, that's another useful thing you can do. It'll show you where there, or actually mine has a clipping thing, right? So you can set it so that when... when you're losing information in an area because it's too bright, it starts to zebra at you, blink at you. And when I see that, I just darken it just a little bit down because I want it to be right to that point, but no brighter, right?
Yep. That's pretty much
tip.
If you work with a histogram, 3/4 is about where you want the whites to be. That's a good point for a white shirt.
Or turn on the zebra if you have a zebra in your camera.
Or a zebra, yeah.